Welcome back to Focal Point. I'm Davis Bailey.
And I'm Kobe Roseman.
Today, we're going to be following these questions that we found in a New York Times article. And the article is titled, 36 Questions on the Way to Love. And the writer of this article talked to a bunch of psychologists and read a couple books and found that there are a list of 36 questions that supposedly, when you ask them to somebody, doesn't matter if they're a complete stranger or someone you know, if you're very honest and go into complete detail about this, you two will fall in love.
All right, so I guess Davis and I are falling in love today.
Yeah, hopefully we fall in love today.
All right.
Fun fact is the author of this article actually tried this 36 question list with a random person in a bar and fell in love and married that guy.
No way.
So hopefully we're not playing with fire here, Kobe.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, so the way this will work is there are three sets of questions, and we might only get through two sets depending on time, but I'll ask all of the questions from the first set, and you'll answer them, and then I'll pass my phone to you, and you'll ask all the questions from the second set.
Okay.
So question number one.
All right.
Given the choice of anyone in the world, whom would you want as a dinner guest?
Kanye West.
All right. So
I feel like need to elaborate a little bit on it?
I feel like we're not falling in love anymore. But that one I don't need elaboration on.
All right.
Would you like to be famous, and in what way?
Yes, I want to be famous, but not for like the typical. Like I don't want to like be like a famous singer.
So
like,
what type of famous would you want to be?
Probably like just doing good stuff. Like I don't know. I'm trying to think of a good example, but like just someone like a famous like CEO because he's just a good guy. Like,
okay. Like so not being, just being an all around good person instead of Before ever making a telephone call, do you ever rehearse what you're going to say?
Oh yeah, I definitely do that.
So do you like practice out the conversation?
It depends on who I'm talking to. Like if it's a friend, obviously not, but. Like, there's been, like, interviews or something that, like, okay, like, if I was calling, for example, the mayor pro tem, Dwayne Carraway, I definitely, like, typed out what I wanted to say. I've actually done that before on pretty regular occasion.
Okay. What would constitute a perfect day for you?
A perfect day? I like productive days. So, I'd say any day that, like, I don't know, I feel accomplished.
You've gotten a lot done.
Yeah, and then also if I end it with just like hanging out with friends, that's a pretty solid day.
Okay. When did you last sing to yourself? To someone else?
To someone else? Just have to...
Either way, when's the last time you sung?
In the car.
You're a big car singer.
I'm a big car singer, yeah. I think last night, I was listening to... again, with the Black Mirror, but I was listening to the Black Mirror... what's the song like... something like Everyone. It's in like three episodes, but I was playing that song and Matt Freeman was in the car. So we were singing that song.
Jamming out. Okay. Yeah. This question, if you were ever able to live in the age of 90 and retain either the mind or body of a 30-year-old for the last 60 years of your life, which would you want?
I think we'd go with mind.
Okay.
Mind over body for sure. Obviously, both are hard, but I think I'd rather have my mind and just kind of, I don't know, meet people, still remember things. Okay. Yeah, for sure.
Name three things that you and I appear to have in common.
Tennis, journalism, what else? Not music. I don't know, I'd say we're pretty like-minded in, like, work ethic.
Okay, fair enough. I agree with that.
Are you falling in love yet, Davis?
I haven't felt the sparks fly yet, so I don't know how accurate this is.
All right, can I ask you some questions?
Yeah, here's set two for Kobe.
Okay, all right. If a crystal ball could tell you the truth about yourself, your life, the future, or anything else, what do you want to know?
I would want to know... I'd want an honest answer of, like, where I'm going to be in 20 years, like where I'm going to be living, what I'm going to be doing, how accomplished I'm going to be.
Okay. What do you value most in a friendship?
I value honesty in a friendship. I'd say that that's the most valuable quality, because you need someone, even if you're doing badly, you need someone to look at you and say, like, hey, you're messing up right now. Let's get it together.
Yeah. All right, next question. Make three true we statements each. For instance, we are both in this room feeling dot, dot, dot.
Okay. We are both in this room recording a podcast.
We are both... We both have brown hair.
That was almost a mess up.
That was almost a mess up.
We both are members of the Remarker staff.
That's a boring one. We are both male humans.
Okay. We're both passionate about the show Black Mirror.
Okay. We are both alive.
Okay. Okay. Next question.
I don't think we're falling in love.
I don't know. I'm feeling something.
All right. How should we end this podcast? This has been a weird one. All right. So Davis and I will not be getting married anytime soon. But
I call this study a fraud.
Yeah. So, but regardless, this has been Focal Point Podcast. I'm Kobe Roseman.
I'm Davis Bailey. Focal Point.
We can probably just like cut this part, put some music in here.
Okay. That's fine. Focal.